Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is being learned live from the hills of Beit Shemesh, otherwise known as Ramat Beit Shemesh. We're here with Saba, we're here with the Rebbetzin, and we're continuing on Siman Tav Samach Beis Sivvav. We've been learning about how any of the five brains that makes contact with water and stays together with water, soaks in water, will become chametz at a certain point. But not if it comes in contact with pure fruit juice that has no water added to it, no water added to the dough that's being kneaded, just pure fruit juice. And in principle, that will not become chametz. Rama says we're not noyeg to have and eat any matzahs made out of pure fruit juice. The meaning Ashkenaz is not to go ahead and utilize such matzah, even not for the Seder, but Rama had said that for a chola or a zakein, such matzahs that are made purely with fruit juice can be eaten. And again, the me'ikar adin, they do not become chametz even if they last and hang out in the dough for more than 18 minutes. Although we do not go ahead and rely on this if it hung out for more than 18 minutes. But again, in principle, it's okay. And that's what we're going to see now regarding this chita she nimseis bidvash o biyayin v'chometz. If you have a grain of wheat that you find in a kernel of wheat, you find inside some dvash. Dvash here, we mean by dvash, it's a date honey, which is like a fruit juice. Oh, biyayin b'chometz, or in wine or vinegar, again, fruit juice. Mutter, it's going to be mutter, meaning the wine, the chometz, the dvash, will be mutter. This is all assuming that no water has been added to the mixture. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan, Chaf Aleph, Chita She Mintzeis, Umayri, Mishnah Berurah Chaf Aleph, Umayri Shebishlu Advash Vayayin. We're talking here where the dvash or the wine was cooked, Osha Yakovush Meis Leis, or it was soaking for 24 hours. Because if we're concerned at all, and if we would be concerned at all, it would have to be where there was an assumption that there's going to be an absorption of the chametz, of the chita, into the dvash or into the yayin. And that could only happen via either bishul, or if it was soaking for 24 hours, kavush me'eis la'eis. The b'shriya ba'ama, just stop soaking for a little while, even for a couple of hours, but sonein, if we're talking about where it's not being cooked, it's just cold. Laharbe poskim, according to many poskim, afilu nimtza b'mayim greida. Even if it was in water by itself for a while, nami eino osar, it's not going to aser. Who could lakam like we'll see coming up and see mitav zayim of zayin sivyid beis. And we've discussed this already, that if you have a grain that's in water and it soaks there, the liquid, the water will not become chametz because it wasn't covered. It didn't soak from the ace lace. Sifkat nuchabbez. Mutter. In this case, even when it's there, the chita, for 24 hours, or it was cooked, the dvash and the yayin is going to be mutter. Advash vayayin. The lower means is chametz. So we don't say that the date honey and the wine has become chametz based on the chita and the chita. Afilu nisrachicha v'nisbakasham. Even if it actually gets soft and it splits, which gives a sign that the chita seem to have become chametz, it's not considered chametz. She'ein mei peros does not machmetz, does not create halachic chametz. It's what's called masrichin, if you remember. It's masriach, but it's not machmetz. And therefore, the liquid would be mutter. And he says, uvad shelo nisarev b'hem mayim. This is all assuming that water does not get mixed into this mixture. So comes Mishnah Berurah, and now nice, very long, big Mishnah Berurah, and it goes as follows. Sipkat and Chav Gimel, Deim Nisarev. What happens if water does get mixed into this mixture of wine? Deim Nisarev, Adarabah, Machmitzin Tvei. Right? If water gets mixed up with the dvash or with the wine afterwards. It's going to make it even more so than it would leaven and leaven quicker and be machmitz. And what we said earlier, that it would be mutter lalush b'yayin, to go ahead and knead, if you remember, with wine, afal pi, she'ef sharlo below tipas mayim, even though it's impossible that the wine does not have a little bit of water in it. So we pointed out back then, he's going to spell it out again, shiny awesome, it's different there. Because as we said, we assume, she'naflu amayim, kodem tisisas hayayin, that the water that we're talking about got mixed into the wine before it actually settled and fermented. Uvetisas hayayin, and at the point of fermentation, of it settling into wine, then nisafchu amayim lios yayin. That's when we say that the little bit of water in there turns into yayin, and the whole thing is considered yayin without mayim. Not if you add water to already processed wine, full-fledged wine. If you have like a bottle of wine, and then you pour that into a pot, and then add some water, and then make some dish, and inside that dish you find a piece of chita, that will go ahead and be machmitz. Let's say, for example, you had wine and water and some rice, and you cook it up, and afterwards you find a piece of chita in there, so we would say that it becomes chametz, because there was water mixed in. Because the water was mixed in with the bottle of wine, which is already fully processed wine, and that's, as we say, speeds up the fermenting process. And then he says, chita shenitzeis b'mei dvash, chita that you find in meidvash, which is a type of alcoholic beverage, shekorin med or meat, med or mead, oh, biyayin saraf, or any type of schnapps or liquor, hanasin miperos, that's made out of some type of fruits, like, for example, you could have liquor made out of dates and things like that. Oh, b'shechar shel tamarim, or date beer, or peros, beer made out of dates or other types of fruits. And there, yadua shalom nisari bem shumayim achar asiyasan. And you know that the water was only mixed in there in the processing, but not after it was made into the alcoholic beverage, once it's already fermented and been sitting. So there we say, is a shayla im oser lo. Is a shayla whether such a type of alcoholic beverage will aser when a piece of wheat was found cooked in it or kavush in it. That's what he says in the Stakku Achronim Bezeh. So there's a suffix in the Achronim, im yesh damosan liyayin shel simukim. Do we compare it to, for example, raisin wine? Dal yedei ha-tsisa nefach hamayim lios yayin. Do we compare it to raisin wine? If you remember, we had said there, raisin wine, where you took the water and you let it soak with raisins and then it turned into raisin wine. So we saw there the opinion that that would be treated like regular wine and therefore would not be machmitz. So too we'd say here, hachanami al yedei habishul hu tzvisisas hadvash, we'd say through the cooking and processing of the date honey into a alcoholic beverage of mead, nepach hamayim, the mead vash, this mead actually turns into one big chefza nepach hamayim benasu meipero. So like the raisins with water turned into wine, so too this will be considered like meiperos, this mead. And like with all the other things we said, that if it's an alcoholic beverage with the liquid water, the water that has been soaking in the process of making it into the alcoholic beverage. So one side is that we consider it like the processing of wine or raisin wine, according to those opinions that say raisin wine is like wine. Well, Dilma shiny an oven. Or maybe no, raisins are what? Raisins are basically grapes. Shekocham chazak. And their koach is very powerful to lahafei chamayim, to turn the water mamish into liyayin into yayin. V'chein bedvash simukim. And the same thing with dvash simukim, where we saw before the... when you made the honey out of dried grapes, raisins. So if you have like raisin honey, that also is made right al yedei habishul through the cooking process of making this raisin honey. Nishtana briyason legamre, it totally changes v'nasin dvar gush, and it turns into one big mush honey, one entity, and therefore the water is not considered significant in it. Masha'ein kein b'chol elu, as opposed to all these examples of these alcoholic beverages such as mead or liquor or fruit liquor, any type of other date liquor or fruit liquor, af la'achar siyasa u'bishulan ikran mayim, and even after it is processed and cooked, its core is viewed as water. And therefore he says, al kein yesh lahachmir, therefore you should be machmir, heichi shenafal behem shelo l'shtosan. So he says, in that situation, if there is a wheat kernel found in any of these types of beverages, you should not go ahead and drink it. But since it's a shayla, aval l'shosan ad l'achar ha-pesach, but to keep it around until after Pesach, oh, l'mkor la'akom, or to sell it to a guy, yesh l'hakel, you could be mekel achein. However, im yadua she'achita lo haya me'es la'es b'mayim, what happens if you know that the chita, the kernel of wheat, was not 24 hours in the water, meaning that you have water here mixed with these other things, then ein l'hachmir afil l'shtia. Then there's no need to be machmir even for drinking. It's still no same time, because when it's cold and it's not in there for 24 hours, it's not going to be no same time. So even though we're machmir to treat the water, even in the processing of mead and the other fruit alcoholic beverages, that's only if we find the wheat in there after either cooking or after resting and hanging out in there for more than 24 hours. And then he continues on. V'cheinim achita lo nizbaka. So too you could be mekel if the wheat did not crack open or shtickle, rock this rachacha, all it did was get soft, levad, then yesh lahakel, you could be mekel, afilu im ena yadu alo, even if you did not know, kama shahasa, how long it soaked for. Meaning, let's say you have a suffix that maybe it soaked for 24 hours, or maybe it didn't soak for 24 hours. So he says, if you look at the wheat, and you see that the wheat did not crack open, it just got a little soft, you could be mekel there as well and drink the liquid schnapps and all that kind of good stuff. Again, we're talking about schnapps made out of fruit or mead, made out of, it's like an alcoholic honey beverage. He says, if however you know that the wheat kernel hung out there for 24 hours in the Mayim, then Naseh Kavush, then it's considered Kavush, and you would have to be Machmir. Kasu HaPoiskim, and you have to be Machmir, even if the kernel, you do not see the signs of the kernel having been split, just softened. Kasu HaPoiskim, the Shuman Havi Nami Mei Peros. The Poiskim writes that fat is considered like meiperos. You have liquidy fat, that's considered like meiperos. Therefore, lefichach, chita shenafal letok shuman, a kernel, wheat kernel, that fell in pure fat, afil roseach, so you have meat fat or chicken fat and schmaltz, afil roseach in oser. So if you had a wheat kernel that fell into schmaltz, we all know what schmaltz is, right? It falls into schmaltz, it's not going to aser. Why? With meiperos, and meiperos ain't no machmitz, afilu nizbaka achita. Even if the chita goes ahead and cracks open and seems to have signs of becoming chametz, that's not considered chametz. Uvavach on the side of mayim, this is assuming that no liquid at all was besoch hashuma, was in the fat. Achar sheticho, after it melted. Ba'afshe b'lavachi, yesh b'chol shuman. And even though in every fat there was a wa, there's a tarovas mayim, there's going to be some little water in fat that's melted. Because we know when you kashered it and you had melicha, there was definitely rinsing in the melicha process. You don't have to worry about that minimal water that was there for the rinsing of the melicha. Why? Because when the schmaltz gets cooked up in the frying pan, it's a bishul yafeh. There's a bishul yafeh, and it's really cooked up nice and hot. Nisrafu amayin, the water will definitely get burnt out. Babishul and the bishul, v'holchu lahem, and it'll go lachu lamagami, it'll go bye-bye. L'chein, afilu yadua, she'erav lahed yatoch ha-shuman mayima. Even if you know that a little water was mixed into the shuman, kodem she'etichu, so before you melted it in the fire. Ain lachu, you don't have to worry, because you could assume that the water has been evaporated. V'chol zeh b'yadua she'naf lachash etichu ha-shuman. This is where you know that it fell in after the fat has already been liquefied in heat. But if you find the kernel in the fat, and any abduma in naflo mikodem, you don't know if it fell into the fat before or achakach or after. So then you're in trouble, because if it fell in before the fat got cooked up with the water, then im heriku ashuv mikdera shebishal ba. If you go ahead and empty out the shuman from the pot that it was cooked, the kli acher, into another kli, v'sham nimtza hachate, achita, and there you find the chita, af shahaya hashuman adayin oteach, even though the fat is still hot, it's mutter. Why? Because once it was poured into this other kli, and then you found the kernel, we say lo matzina nisura. We don't assume isur. And I mean on the klisheni nimsa. We say that you found it in the klisheni, the shama yagami kodim. And that's where it was before. Ukeshariku ashuman aleha, and when you poured the shuman onto it, kvar lo hayu mayim ba'em. There was no mayim anymore when it got poured in. V'chein afilu nitez achitu ba'oso kli. And the same would be true if you found the chita in the kli itself. She'etichu barak, she'haya la'achar she'esiru min akira. You find it only after it was taken off of the stove. V'amidu makom achar, you put it in a different place. V'sham nimtzei sachita, and then you find the kernel there. Afilu ba'or hashum rodeach. Even while the shuman is still piping hot, it's mutter. Why? De'lo makzakin and yisurim makom v'makom. We don't assume an yisur from one place to the other. V'amidu achita nafla v'makom zeh. We'll say that the kernel fell in another place. Shekvari tichua, that already got melted and cooked up, benasas akol, and the whole thing becomes like fat, which is made peros. But if you would find this chita that split in the original kli rishon, shetichu ba shuman, where the shuman got melted on Pesach, the he in koma omedet, and still you find it when it's still on the spot on the fire, then aser hashuman and the fat can be aser. Because then you have to be concerned that maybe the kernel fell in before the fat got cooked up. Or in the beginning of the process of it cooking up, at that point it was still considered the water of rinsing that is be'en, it's still around on the shuman. And then immediately it would possibly become chametz, kidin mayim, like mayim, and make peros, shem memarim lahachmetz. It becomes chametz right away, voseres ha-shuman, and it's going to answer the shuman. So let's just sum up what he just said. What he said is as follows. We have a situation of pure chicken fat. Now, in principle, pure chicken fat is made peros, and if you find a chita in it, it should be totally okay, the chicken fat, even if the chita has split and it looks like it's chametz because it's made peros and made peros is not machmetz. However, since all chicken fat or let's say fat from regular basar, since all of it goes through a malicha process, so that means there has to be some other external water that is together with the fat. So that would then be a mixture of water with made peros, which is machmetz and is machmetz even faster. However, he gives us the insight that if the fat was cooked up and fried up, so before there's any chash that the chita fell in, meaning the only way a chita would have fell in would have been after the fat has cooked or been fried. So then there's no problem because the chita would have fallen into fat where the water in it for sure evaporated. The problem arises, what if you have a suffix when the kernel fell into the fat? Did it fall into the fat before it reached the point that it melted and was piping, boiling hot, so that it evaporated? Or no, maybe it fell in while the water was still there before it melted, or even if it was starting to just melt and starting to heat up, it would still be that there's water considered mixed up with the fat. And then if there's a suffix, whether the kernel was there at that point, so then it's going to depend, he says. And we'll just go a little bit out of order. If you know for sure, okay, that, again, if you know for sure that it fell in afterwards, no problem. If you don't know, you think it might have fallen before, so then it's going to depend. If the pot has not been moved, and you find the kernel in there after it's already melted and hot, but you don't know if the kernel fell in before or after, you have to be machmir. You have to be machmir. However, if you only found the kernel after it was poured into another pot, or even after it was taken off the flame while it's still hot, and it's found afterwards, either off the flame in that same pot or in a klisheni, then we say, lo machsekinan isa mimakom lamakom, and we assume that, we'll assume that the chita only came after the fat already heated up and there was no longer any water there, and you'd be able to go ahead and use that schmaltz for your Pesach Dikka schnitzel. Then he adds now the following. The im omer beberur, if he knows for sure, sheyodeya, shelohitich hatekef achar adacha, he did not put it in immediately after it got rinsed and had water there. Rak shekan is yavei shamayim, because you know that the water has for sure evaporated. Bezeh afilu, in that case, even nimtzei sachita kodem shenis vashal hashuman, even if you find the chita before the fat has cooked up a bishul yafeh, even if you, on one hand, know that it's not, the fat has not fully cooked up and been fried and like it's you know, piping hot liquid fat, but you know that the liquid has for sure evaporated, then gam kein mutter, also be mutter, because there's no concern. The concern was only that it hung out with the water and it was there processing in the cooking while the water was still there, and then it'll be memahar lahachmitz, it will go ahead and be machmitz quicker. But if you know that the water has evaporated, you're totally fine. Because you'll say, she'ein kan ela mei peros levad. You can assume that now the fat is pure mei peros. Obviously, the term mei peros here is a term for all other beverages besides water. Because we're seeing the fat, liquid fat, is mei peros. Bemasu b'shuman igulim. And what happens if you make out of the fat igulim? Shekairin kneilach. You stick the fat into kneilach, which is matzah tchuna. It was made from matzah meal. The nimtza chita behem. And in the matzah meal, you find a wheat kernel. In lo erav behem mayim, if you did not go ahead and mix any water into it, rak shuman ubeitzim, only fat and egg, pshita de mutter. Pashit, there'll be mutter. If you obviously take the wheat kernel out, the mei peros hain the ein machnitzin, because this is mei peros and it's not machmitz. Aval en yesh ba igulim mayim. But if in these matzah balls that you're making there is water, then gam kein, right? Ba igulim mayim gam kein afilu ma'at, even a little bit, avi mei peros is considered mei peros in mayim with water va'aser if it's aser. So obviously, if you're making the kneilach and you're chucking it into a and you're cooking them in a pot of water, that would be problematic. It's talking about where you're making the kneilach just with fat and egg alone, and then afterwards you put it into your, you know, soup or whatever it is. And so you find the wheat kernel in it, you just pull it out, and you have good matzah balls. Vuhu adin matzah sheshorin oso b'mayim, and so too the matzah that you might go ahead and stick in water la'achar afiyasan, after you bake it. So you have matzah that you go ahead and soak to make soft after it's already been baked. And you squeeze out the water from that matzah. And afterwards, you then knead it with fat. If in this mixture you find a chita, you should be machmir and aser. In other words, he's talking here, for example, like when you make matzah brai. What do you do with matzah brai? You stick the matzah in a mixture. And if it has water in there besides the egg, so if afterwards you find some chita, some wheat in there, you should be machmir. If you should be afshal sachta, because even though you squeeze out the matzah from all the water, right, because you don't want it to be drenched, you just want it to be soft, it's impossible to squeeze it out. Kokach, v'nishra b'socha mayim be'en. And there for sure is going to be some water left in that squozen matzah at the end of the day. Just one thing needs to be pointed out. So we saw here in Sif Katan Chaf Beis that ein peiros machmitzin, that the dvash and the yayin is going to be okay, and we do not say that it becomes chametz if we know that it only got mixed in with mei peiros, even if it's soaked for 24 hours, even if it was cooked. So the question is, how does this fit in with the fact that we know that we're machmir for the Ramah to avoid eating matzah made from fruit juice, and we're concerned, right, that some water was added to the juice, which will hasten the leavening process. So if that's the case, in our case of discovering wheat and honey, wine or vinegar, we should have the same concern, and the beverage should be usher. So comes the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Sif Yud, and he explains that the minhag to refrain from kneading dough with fruit juice is only lechatchila. B'diyeved, the matzah would not be usser. Not only that, the chumrah to avoid eating matzah that was made in this manner is rooted in the concern that if b'diyeved it is permitted for consumption, someone may intentionally make matzah using fruit juice, he says. In our case, however, where the wheat fell into the beverage by itself, there's no reason to be machmir b'diyeved. We'll see the Mishnah Brura coming up in Tav Samech Gimel, Sif Katan Hei, is going to present a similar line of reasoning. Ad Kan.